always been about putting people to work. Our mission statement talks about education, job training, and job placement. And so starting the Excel Center program over here in the region really was a natural outshoot of our opportunities that we had to help kind of break down barriers for people to get employment and make the connections between individuals who were really looking to make a step ahead and businesses who are looking to hire people. We have over 50,000 adults in the northwest corner of the state without a high school diploma. And so when we talk about the need for doing that, the need for creating that opportunity, not to get a GED degree, but to get their Indiana High School Core 40 diploma, which really kind of sets this program apart, it just seemed like a natural thing for us to be able to bring to the community.
Working with Goodwill and with people that come in that in turn pick up the training, and in turn a lot of that work, of course, is working with the stores, because the stores are kind of the really visible public part of the Goodwill operation anyway. But the store operation, as you've mentioned, is pretty well known, is what actually helps pay for the education programs and the training and the like here too. In getting people that come in the door to learn how to pick up the skills that in turn will help them out, and a lot of those people I know do work in the warehouses and the sorting centers and things like that that Goodwill has set up for all the items that come in the back door and in turn will go out individuals to individual stores. Do you discover different types of skills that are needed, different types of people that need to have help? And that's why this education program is so important.
Right. So first of all, anybody can walk into the Goodwill model and get help, whether it's walking in to be employed at one of our locations. This coming September, we'll be opening up a career center attached to our new store over in Griffith. Mm-hmm. And those career centers are open to the public. Anyone can walk in and say, help, I'm looking for work. How do I do this thing? And it might simply be writing a resume or going through a job search or maybe getting a little bit deeper and finding out that there's some other barriers that may exist. All of that is free, and you're right, the stores help us do all that. Our local Goodwill is one of 162 Goodwills in the country, and the Goodwill model has always been about helping people get ahead. So when you look at the stores and when you look at those warehouse operations and a lot of the backroom kind of things, those are really training opportunities for people. Our desire and our job and our product really at Goodwill is people. And so when you come into the Goodwill model, you work with us for a while, but eventually we want to see you move beyond us to take those next step along the way. And while you're with us, then how do we break down some of those walls that may exist?
Now, Cindy Cavanaugh, if you will, tell us a little bit about the Excel Center. As we said, they've established itself first, at least for our area here over in South Bend, and now the new facility of which you're the director is in Hammond. Tell us more about the Excel Center and how it fits in so well with the plans that not only the Lake County or the Lake Area United Way, rather, but also the Goodwill operations have.
Sure, thank you. It's a free high school for adults, anyone who is 18 and over, looking to earn their high school Core 40 diploma. It, like Guy said, it's not a GED program. It is actually Core 40, like students walking out of Crown Point High School, Maryville High School, any of the Hammond High Schools. It's the same thing that those students earned. Our students will earn the same. In addition to that, they have opportunities to earn college credits, dual credits, and certifications like CNA, welding, childcare worker, anything like that. If we don't provide it on site, we will find somebody to bring in or send our students to get that. In addition to that, we have a drop-in center for our students' children. And we, in South Bend, they have it, and we also plan on continuing it. All of their workers there in the child care section of the school are certified in High Scope, which is the Head Start program. So while mom and dad are learning, the kids are learning, and which is vital to those children in the family, that they see, okay, mom and dad's learning, I can do this, and you know, it's just kind of stopping the cycle there. Mm-hmm. We also help provide transportation with bus passes. It is an accelerated program. We have 8-week terms. Our classes are 90 minutes each. We haven't have our set schedule yet, but it was somewhere between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m., offering 6 classes throughout the day. most people come in and expect, okay, I'm here, I'll be able to get my high school diploma in 8 weeks. It doesn't always work that way, because what also is unique about the Excel Center is when we have someone come in, say Susie, and say Susie's middle age and she hasn't been in school for a while. Susie brings us her transcripts, and we sit down, one of our life coaches, who also wrap around the student, sits down and say, okay, well, we see here you took a math class, you took an algebra class, maybe 20, 30 years ago, but we're going to have you test in math anyway, just to make sure that we're not setting you up for failure. And so Susie takes a test, and she may need a little bit of remediation. Same thing with Lexile scores. That's the students' reading scores. We do test them for that as well. Again, to set them up for success, that we're not putting them into a class that they just can't handle or aren't ready for. And we also do a writing sample.
That's great. Where is the Excel Center going to be located, or is located in Hammett, that's opening up and going to be in full swing this fall?
Yes. We are going to be in a shopping center that's across from Morton High School. Mm-hmm. It's right on 169th Avenue.
Oh, great. Very, very easy and yes. Very visible location. That's very important, too. In getting this all set up in South Bend, what success stories have you learned that you're able to bring over from the Excel Center in South Bend that can apply here in Hammond?
We have about 300 students that are enrolled right now at the Excel Center. Cindy talked about the drop-in center for our kids. We're actually naming that Kids Excel this coming fall. And when we began that program, we anticipated we would have about 20 or so kids on any given day that will be involved in that program. We have over 50 youngsters on a daily basis now that are coming into the center, that their moms and dads are dropping them off. And one in particular just kind of stands out to me, Chris. Young lad by the name of Markeisha. He was into us earlier in the process, and his mom had started at the Excel Center kind of right out of the gate with us. And when she came walking in, she definitely was not confident with herself. And frankly, he was a bundle of energy, and it became problematic for us at times as we were constantly having to chase him around and kind of get him settled down. Fast forward now about a year later, and Gene's mom's getting ready to graduate from the center. And the young lad was walking down the hallway the other day, and our president came walking in and kind of saw him out there. And he went up to introduce himself to her. And shook her hand. And now understand, he's about five, right? So we go from a young lad that's just kind of all over the place to now a leader, really, in the drop-in center. And she walked him back to the center, and he opened the door, and he turned around, and he said, "Shh, it's quiet time in here."
Ah.
And what's happened is we've watched Mom, because of the confidence she's built with the Excel Center and her experiences, kind of now moving forward. And her son's also being impacted by that. She's getting ready to graduate here, has all of her credits done, and we're really excited to see what the next step for her will be.
That's great. Well, we're being joined now by Lisa Daugherty, who is the president and CEO of the Lake Area United Way. This is the group here in Lake County in particular that is getting involved with the Excel Center and the overall program. The program, I understand, is broader than just the school, Lisa. Tell us a little bit about this program in particular that the United Way is so much involved in, and how it kind of leads into the Excel Center that's opening in Hammond.
Well, you know, we've launched a new coalition of providers, the faith-based community, government entities, your townships, et cetera. The coalition is called United for Families Network, which the Excel Center is part of. And all of this came about as Lake Area United Way is transitioning to a single issue focus. Its work is going to be directed at helping families that are working but struggling to make ends meet. There's a United Way acronym for this group. Excuse me. It's called ALICE, which stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. So, again, folks working hard, many cases, multiple jobs. But, you know, the cost of living in Northwest Indiana is pretty darn expensive, and they're not always able to afford the basic necessities, and they're vulnerable.
The important thing about the United Way, Lake Area United Way in particular, is this change, and you've kind of mentioned about this. In the past, United Way has kind of focused on helping a number of agencies, number of organizations, but you've kind of coalesced and kind of morphed in a way, I suppose, into this, like you say, a single focused program. How long did it take to get from the broader picture to this very specialized, or what seems to be specialized, focus now?
Well, you know, there are many other United Ways ahead of us. Of course, we're ahead of other United Ways. But the local agency started looking at this transition probably about 5 years ago, and they spent a significant amount of time talking to other United Ways about their successes, about pitfalls, so that we could avoid those. I joined Lake Erie United Way in January of 2015. We had made the decision prior to my arrival to move to a single issue focus. We didn't know what it was. And then in May of that year, we pulled all of our partner agencies together. We announced a 3-year transition because we didn't want to create a hardship for anyone. And we knew that we needed time to identify what our issue was and to understand that issue better. So we are still in that process. We made the decision to move to Alice, but we're still in the community understanding, you know, talking with Alice families and employers so that we can understand the barriers that they face.
Let me ask, it seems that with such an ambitious program to take on for this very, very first program within this more narrow focus, that the Excel Center must seem to be a very interesting one, and they seem the United Way seems very excited about taking this all on.
Absolutely. You know, we intend to be, you know, United Way is perfectly positioned to be a backbone organization around this issue. We are not going to be a direct service provider. We don't want to duplicate any efforts, but organizations, you know, like programs like the Excel Center, that's just one great example of programs that are out there helping families, you know, improve their skills, improve their education so that they can acquire better jobs, livable wage jobs, that ultimately, you know, put their household in a far more financial financially stable, you know, position. And so our role is not to provide those services as they do, but to bring these organizations together so that strategically we can identify the best strategies overall for the community. So we're making, you know, meaningful systemic changes at a population level and not just one family at a time.
Now, Cindy Cavanaugh, it sounds like that you folks are all ready for getting going at the Excel Center in Hammond. How long did it take for you to get the center physically set up and be ready to go?
Well, I've only been on board about 2 months, mm-hmm. and I believe, Guy, you could probably speak more to this than I can. About a year in the process, I believe.
We've been working for well over a year to find a location, to get all the things, all the ducks lined up and ready to go.